Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'll get it out in a second. .com. You'd think I know how to say that by now, wouldn't you? Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there, that, especially the body of work that Jeffrey Zabar has deposited with us over the years. He is the chief home officer, and we've been talking about that very topic. Jeff, tell us how we can find you online, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com. If you go to Facebook, I have the Chief Home Officer page. And on Twitter, it's at Chief Home Office. Just drop the R because we have that 15-character limit there. So
right.
Chief Home Office on Twitter.
And on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. And on Facebook, my fan page is Facebook.com/Small Business Advocate. Hey, Jeff, in the previous segment, we were talking about the evolution of the attitude. Not so much the adoption, because it kind of had a life of its own, but the acceptance and the general attitude about home-based, to the point where we don't even say home-based anymore. I mean, how long has it been since anybody has said, "I'm home-based"? I mean, we never even asked that question anymore. So you and I saw the same thing with browsers, with web browsers and websites. Back in the 90s, it was all the rage, right? I mean, people were losing their families over because they couldn't stop surfing online. And
right.
now a web page and a browser is kind of, you know, it's like, yeah, I wore socks today. And so I just want to say one other thing. I want you to comment. I'm predicting the same thing, and I have been now for some time, the same thing for social media. I'm predicting that in 3 years, we won't even say the term social media with any regularity. It'll just be another way we go to market. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's already, to those who follow the marketing, you know, trends in marketing, and I've written about marketing for, you know, 15, 18 years, it falls under the umbrella that is marketing. So that includes advertising, promotions, and public relations, and public speaking, and direct marketing. And then you get into, although not to say on the side, but as part of that, you know, online marketing. So whether it's creating a website, whether it's doing email campaigns, whether it's creating your Facebook fan page or your Twitter feed or a YouTube channel, all these different services, they're all just marketing tools, and how you exploit them smartly is what sets you apart. But everyone's going to have them. We had a conversation recently about when Toyota used to put, you know, www.toyota.com on the last frame of their TV ad.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of assumed now that if you throw www.yourcompanyhere.com, you're going to find that company's website. You don't have to put it in your ads anymore.
Right.
You know, you may want to put Facebook on an ad now.
I think it's okay to put the address in.
I'm saying you don't have to.
Yeah, no,
I
hear you.
You don't have to.
But it's just,
okay.
It does remind people, though, that to go there. They're sitting there with their laptops, and if they see that, that's just a little bit of a prompt. But you're right. You're exactly right. And there was a time when you didn't presume that everybody had a website. Remember those days?
Exactly. Exactly. Back when it was expensive.
Yeah.
Frankly, when it was expensive. When a website required you to spend $70 every 2 years for your domain address and to hire a web lackey who had, you know, that cost a fair amount of money because you had no idea what was involved.
I promise you, in 1997, my website was up before the show. We went on live with the show, on the show a month before I started broadcasting. Our website was up, and I promise you, that was a serious investment for me in those days.
Right. And for many, it still is. It doesn't have to be.
But the thing is,
I
want to come back to the social media thing, though.
Sure.
Because right now, you know, it's still a craze. I said it before, it's not a fad. It's not going to go away. It is a craze. But if you'll notice, and I think it's happening already, Jeff. I think we're already starting to get to the point where it's almost like we're looking for the next shiny object to latch
right.
onto. You know what I mean? And just,
yep.
just sort of like the floods and the storms that came through the Mississippi Valley and the Tennessee River Valley and Ohio Valley, and all that has been replaced by Osama bin Laden. It's like,
right.
It's like you know, the market's looking for the next shiny object that will replace social media.
Right.
And when that happens, right. which is going to happen in the next 1 month to 36 months, then right. we'll just go to market with it. And what I want to make sure people do, Jeff, is that they don't get too far behind, that they do at least join the race, join this activity, so because it is going to be essential for every Main Street small business, every shop, every grocery store to have some kind of social media connection with their customers. What do you think?
And I got to tell you, what's really cool about social media, unlike other forms of marketing, it's not just running an ad. It's not just putting out a press release. It's not just, you know, putting a coupon in one of the local mailer packets that you get, you know, every couple of weeks. It is connecting with customers. With social media, with a blog, people click on your website, and you can either do it yourself or you can have your web person tell you the analytics. How many people read your blog, visit your site, your Facebook? You can tell. You can get a Facebook report at the end of the week, or you can see how many people like you.
Well,
they
and you
really
can
you like
can you can even you know you can have call to actions that work and tell because the cash register ring. The main thing, folks, to remember is that the social media thing is not going away. You need to learn more about it. You need to become part of it, because the next shiny object is going to come along before long, and you're going to have to learn that one. And then if you haven't learned the last one, you're going to get behind. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right?
That would be me.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Jim, thanks for having me.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. I want a dream lover, so
I don't have to dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.